Six Thinking Hats, author Edward De Bono. Why it is a business classic. The multi-million bestseller, Six Thinking Hats, by Edward De Bono, was first published in 1981. He is author of Lateral Thinking and I Am Right, You Are Wrong, and teaches you how to run better meetings and make better decisions. Dr. De Bono has written more than 60 books in 40 languages, with people now teaching his methods worldwide. He has chaired a special summit of Nobel Prize laureates, and has been hailed as one of the 250 people who have contributed most to mankind. Why the Six Thinking Hats method is essential. An antelope grazing in Africa hears a sound in the grass. Immediately, all the neuron clusters concerned with danger are activated, so that the lion is recognized as soon as it emerges from the grass, and the antelope is able to escape. Such sensitization is a key part of how the brain works, and why it is so efficient. It is not possible to be presenticized in different directions at the same time, just as it would not be possible to design a golf club that was the best club for driving and at the same time the best club for putting. That is why the Six Hats method is essential. It allows the brain to maximize its sensitivity in different directions at different times. It is simply not possible to have the maximum sensitization in different directions all the same time. The White Hat. Think paper. Think of a computer printout. The White Hat is about information. When the White Hat is in use, everyone focuses directly and exclusively on information. When two offered pieces of information disagree, there is no argument on that point. Both pieces of information are put down in parallel. Only if it becomes essential to choose between them will the choice be made. A very important part of the White Hat is to define the information that is missing and needed. The White Hat defines the questions that should be asked. The White Hat lays out the means, such as surveys and questionnaires, for obtaining the needed information. The white, absence of color, indicates neutrality. The Red Hat. Think of fire. Think of warmth. Think of feelings. Using the Red Hat gives you an opportunity to express feelings, emotions, and intuition without any need to explain or justify them. In a normal business discussion, you are not supposed to allow your emotions to enter in. They enter in anyway. You merely disguise them as logic. The Red Hat provides a unique and special opportunity for feelings, emotions, and intuition to be put forward as such. The Red Hat makes feelings visible so that they can become part of the thinking map and also part of the value system that chooses the route on the map. The Red Hat covers two broad types of feelings. First, there are the ordinary emotions such as fear and dislike, to the more subtle ones such as suspicion. Second, there are the complex judgments that go into such types of feelings as hunch, intuition, sense, taste, aesthetic feelings, and other not visibly justified types of feeling. Where an opinion has a large measure of this type of feeling, it can also fit under the Red Hat. The Black Hat. The Black Hat has the hat of caution. It is for being careful, and it stops us from doing things that are illegal, dangerous, unprofitable, polluting, and so on. The Black Hat is the hat of survival. An animal has to learn which berries are poisonous and to read the danger signs of a predator. In order to survive, we need to be cautious. We need to know what to avoid. We need to identify what is going to work. That is how we survive. One silly mistake, and we could be wiped out no matter how creative we might be. The Black Hat is based on a natural mechanism in the mind. That is the mismatch mechanism. The brain forms patterns of expectation. This is what the world is like. If we come across something that does not match these existing patterns, then we feel very uncomfortable. This natural mechanism ensures that we do not make mistakes. One of the great values of the Six Hat method is that there is an allotted time in which everyone is invited to be as cautious, as careful, and as critical as possible. But outside this allotted time, it is not permitted to be critical at every possible point. The Yellow Hat. Think of sunshine. Think of optimism. Under the Yellow Hat, a thinker deliberately sets out to find whatever benefit there may be in a suggestion. Under the Yellow Hat, the thinker tries to see how it may be possible to put the idea into practice. The Yellow Hat is a harder hat to wear than the Black Hat. There is a natural mechanism in the brain that helps us to avoid dangers. There is no such natural mechanism for the Yellow Hat. For this reason, most people are much better at using the Black Hat than the Yellow Hat. The Yellow Hat has a high value because it forces people to spend time seeking out value. Sometimes, there are big surprises under the Yellow Hat. Something that did not seem very interesting suddenly has a high value. Even the most unattractive ideas can be found to have some value, if we look hard enough. Yellow Hat thinking can be speculative and opportunity seeking. Yellow Hat thinking also permits visions and dreams. Yellow Hat thinking is not concerned with mere positive euphoria, nor directly with creating new ideas. The Green Hat. The Green Hat is the energy hat. Think of vegetation. Think of growth. Think of new leaves and branches. The Green Hat is the creative hat. The value of the Green Hat is that a specific time is set out for everyone to make a creative effort. Creativity is no longer just the business of the idea person, while everyone else sits around waiting to pounce on an idea. When the Green Hat is in use, everyone is expected to make a creative effort, or else keep quiet. People do not like keeping quiet, so they make a creative effort. The deliberate allocation of time to creative effort is very important. It acknowledges that creativity is a key ingredient in thinking. The Green Hat is for creative thinking. The person who puts on the Green Hat is going to use his idioms of creative thinking. Those around are required to treat the output as a creative output. Ideally, both thinker and listener should be wearing green hats. The Blue Hat. Think of the blue sky above. Think of overview. The Blue Hat is for thinking about thinking. The Blue Hat sets the thinking strategy. During the session, the Blue Hat keeps the discipline and ensures that people keep to the relevant hat. The Blue Hat also announces a change of hats. Blue Hat thinking may be used for occasional interjections, which request a hat. Blue Hat thinking may also be used to set up a step-by-step sequence of thinking operations, which are to be followed just as a dance follows the choreography. Even when the specific Blue Hat thinking role is assigned to one person, it is still open to anyone to offer Blue Hat comments and suggestions. 6 Thinking Hats. The biggest enemy of thinking is complexity, for that leads to confusion. When thinking is clear and simple, it becomes more enjoyable and more effective. The 6 Thinking Hats concept is very simple to understand. It is also very simple to use. There are 2 main purposes to the 6 Thinking Hats concept. The first purpose is to simplify thinking by allowing a thinker to deal with one thing at a time, instead of having to take care of emotions, logic, information, hope, and creativity all at the same time. The thinker is able to deal with them separately. The second main purpose of the 6 Thinking Hats concept is to allow a switch of thinking. If a person at a meeting has been persistently negative, that person can be asked to take off the black thinking hat. This signals to the person that he or she is being persistently negative. By turning it into role-playing or even a game, the concept of the hats makes it possible to request certain types of thinking. The hats become a sort of shorthand of instruction.